4:48 right now on WDEV AM and FM at WDEVradio.com. Let's talk with our guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and now at Rouse's Point, New York, and at Swanton Lumber as well, sticksandstuff.com. Any of your home improvement projects can be done with their guidance and done with their product, and they always have great deals as well. Kyle, happy Monday. How are you?
Happy Monday. I'm doing good. Enjoying watching the leaves change already. I don't know where the whole summer went, but I guess it's one foot in front of the other. We know what's coming. Yeah.
Here we are, and you are you're getting us with some house weatherization today as we prepare for the winter?
Yeah, so a lot of people with the colder weather, they're really starting to feel the push and the pinch on the time constraints to get some of these projects done. We've been sending a lot of window and door foam. People are checking their houses for leaks, sealing any gaps and cracks that they have. Who knows what fuel oil or kerosene is going to end up being, even propane this winter. So they're trying to be as energy efficient as possible. So sealing up any of those gaps where the cold air is going to come in, hot air is going to go out. And it seems like a lot of people are really pushing some outdoor projects like cleaning the windows before the winter rolls around. Some of the, you know, almost like the spring cleaning stuff, but now it's the second go around. Replacing a lot of worn out screens and things like that. So it's been busy. It's been steady. But you can definitely tell, you know, by people are rushing around trying to get everything caught up before it starts to snow.
I'm going to duck as I answer this because it's going to be the most Flatlander question ever. But should everybody be doing something to their home as the seasons change? Because I got to be honest, I don't think my parents ever did anything to their home. And I don't know if it's like a Vermont thing versus a New York thing versus, you know, when your house is built and if your house is older or newer, it's going to need certain stuff. But I don't ever remember anything being done to my parents' house growing up.
Yeah, so, I mean, growing up, I grew up in a couple old farmhouses. So, I mean, it's kind of period specific. If you have a brand new house, the way that they build them now, they're so tight, a lot of times they need air exchangers just so they don't get stuffy. But if it's a house from, like, probably the 70s, I'll say, earlier, there's always stuff that can be done. It's always going to be, you know, moving, settling. And, like, the insulation in my house, when I bought it, my house was built in late 77. And all of the insulation around my windows, if you took the trim off, was actual fiberglass insulation that they just kind of pushed in there. And over time, that collapses, or if it gets wet, it doesn't insulate as well. So I pulled it all out and then did spray foam and put all of my trim back on. So, yeah, there's always something that you can do to make it more energy efficient.
There you go. Take notes, everybody. So there's always something you can do. And for you Flatlanders like me, you're learning something new every single day. Kyle over at Six and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. Again, Middlesex, Derby, St. Albans, Enosburg as well, and then also over in Rouse's Point, New York, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. And if you ever want to keep learning, you can always go back to sticksandstuff.com and listen to these calls with Kyle. We've got the 2 years' worth archived there about tips and tricks of the trade, things to learn as you go through your home maintenance projects also. But anytime you've got something to do, sticksandstuff.com should be your first stop. So, Kyle, man, have a great weekend, or a great week, I should say, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right. Take care, everybody.
There goes Kyle over at Six and Stuff and Swanton Lumber.